Beijing's Ginkgo Tree Cafe fills up fast at lunchtime. With its vegan buffet and flavorful dishes, it offers all the taste but none of the meat that many Chinese love. My lunch companion, Long Quan, was an early follower of urban China's growing vegan trend.
It started from when global warming was a big issue, and I looked into a lot of information about food's impact on the environment. I didn't know anything about it before. I was just loving the animals and didn't want to eat them.
When I first met Long Quan 4 years ago, she was a pop singer, pixie-faced, in her late 20s with little pigtails, bringing to mind a Chinese Bjork. This is a song she had out at the time, called Lohas Queen. Lohas is short for Lifestyles of Health and Sustainability. At the time, Long Quan worried that time was running out. Global warming was happening fast, and people needed to change their lifestyles to stop it from getting worse. She'd read a UN report that said raising, slaughtering, and processing livestock produces more greenhouse gases than cars. She says that prompted her to take an extra step from being vegetarian to becoming vegan, which, she says, is becoming a lot easier these days.
When you look into it, then you can find all ways to substitute and to make new recipes. And it's kind of fun. And now we have all kinds of things. We have vegan cheese, vegan milk, and vegan pizza, vegan ice cream. I can even buy them in Beijing.
Here at the Ginkgo Tree, all this talk of food makes us hungry, and we decide to order.
This is really good.
We opt for what the menu lists as lamb kebabs with cumin, fish with black bean sauce, a salad, spring rolls, and rice, all vegan. Chinese vegetarian cooks have ingenious ways of making tofu taste like meat. Long Quan celebrates having so many different flavors to choose from, with less harm to animals and the planet. She also celebrates that more Chinese seem to be sharing this diet.
Like maybe 10 years ago, I have a lot of voices that says like, why are you religious or something? But now it's completely different. And the young generation especially, they really, really care about the environment or quality of life, like pollution.
It certainly seems that way at a nearby organic farmers market. It's packed on this sunny spring day, and the busiest booth is the vegan baker. Customer Huang Wen-su, who works for a conservation group, says vegetarian diets are catching on.
A lot of my friends changed to vegetarian. Not vegan yet, but vegetarian.
And you think?
I guess it is healthier, but I like meat.
And there's the challenge. Most Chinese just don't want to give up meat. It's considered a sign of prosperity. And some think you can't have a healthy diet without it. But the organizer of the farmer's market, Tianla Chan, says you don't have to give up meat entirely to be environmentally responsible.
It's important to know where your meat is from, how it is produced. I believe that if animals are farmed in a more sustainable way, it actually benefits the environment. The animal manure and waste can be used to fertilize the soil.
Which would be an improvement over the chemical fertilizers and pesticides that now pollute China's groundwater and runoff into its rivers, and the climate-damaging industrial farms that produce a rapidly growing share of China's meat.
So I wouldn't encourage people to be vegetarian, but I would encourage people to eat less meat, especially factory-farmed meat.
Long Quan says that would be a good first step, one she's glad to see more people taking.
Because when the consciousness is changed, then everything follows, and the whole atmosphere of the country will be changed.
For now, just 4 or 5% of Chinese are thought to be vegetarian. That's still more than 50 million people. A whole lot more vegetarians than there are in the United States. But Long Quan thinks China can do better, and she's stopped singing to focus on spreading the word. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.